What up? This is Coco Rhea with your Daily Diary News. Today is Wednesday, December 1st. Oh my God, we are in Christmas season. Oh man, it just seems like this year is just going by so fast. I mean, I got to get back on track with a lot of different things. But anywho, how y'all doing? I know it's been a while. And I've been meaning to have some topics, but this topic I wanted to really get it going because I say that I'm going to do it and I end up not doing it. So, I want to speak about this topic that, you know, a lot of you guys, you know, a lot of us, we get on TikTok and we see different stories, different people who explain a range of emotions and different things. I mean, TikTok bring out courage in some people that shouldn't have courage. Okay. I'm going to put it like that. But anyway, TikTok has become this global thing now. It went from white content influencer creators stealing black influencers' dances and different things and getting credit for it to people, you know, it's just a whirlwind of different things, okay? And what I want to talk about is this one particular story. His name is Dre Hughes. It's hashtag justice for Dre Hughes in the number 4. Justice for Dre Hughes. And it's on TikTok. So if you want to look it up. It's a lot of content on this young brother. So I want to start off by saying this is to not throw stones at nobody. This is just my opinion. This is what is laid on me that I need to talk about and to get off my chest, because I'm starting to think that people do things for clout, okay? And I'm not saying this young brother is doing this, and I hope to God he's not. But it's very, you know, domestic violence is very, very serious. And it's not taken lightly. You know, it shouldn't be taken lightly. And a lot of people are using this platform on TikTok to promote different things, negative, good, positive, insightful, educational, politician, just different things, everything. And you know, and I try to navigate myself through those type of things where I want to see positive things that can help me in life, things that, you know, that serves a purpose to me. Seeing a young man get slapped in his face by his baby mama does not serve a purpose to me. Okay, at first when I seen the video, I felt sorry. I was like, wow, like damn, he must have did something really fucked up, because that's the first thing you think when you see a woman slapping a man in the face. He must have did something. He must have cheated. He must have did this. He must have did something for her to react like that. It's always two sides to a story. But when we see a woman attack a man, we've automatically in our brains think that he did something to deserve that. Now, I don't know the backstory of this young man and his baby mama. All I can go on is what I see and the energy behind what I see. And what's sad about this is that it's been coming on my feed. So I'm like, okay, so I'm trying to do research on this couple, and it's only the same clips. People are making fun of it. People are stitching it together. People are doing duos. And I really feel like he has a mental issue. He is in a mental abusive relationship, both of them. And I think that sometimes people get comfortable in the situation that they're in and thinking that it's normal. They're abusing each other. Regardless, it's wrong. Both of them are wrong. She's wrong for putting her hands on him, and he's wrong for putting his hands on her. And this is all playing out on TikTok, people. This is all playing out on TikTok. Now, this man had made a GoFundMe. He had raised $5,000 and some change to help him. People, that shows me people have some kind of heart in them to seek out help and try to help this young man to move out of his baby mama's house to do better for himself. Now, I pray to God that this young man is not playing on the emotions of people, because there's a lot of people out there that's really feeling bad for this young brother. I mean, because this girl, she's a big girl, and she's heavy-handed with it. I'm gonna tell you like that. She's real heavy-handed with it. She coming all the way back and coming all the way in. So I'm just saying, if this is an abuse that's been going on with them for a while. You see videos of them playing and joking and here and there and wrestling. And so this is something that they commonly do. But I pray to God that this young man uses this money for good and not trying to trick people into giving him money. This is not a hoax that he's trying to do to navigate to get money out of people who genuinely care. Because we don't have a lot of people out here that genuinely care about people in their situation. Because I'm going to just tell you like this, and this is real talk. I think it's a hoax. It's just me. This is my personal opinion, and I pray to God that it's not. I pray to God that he's not playing on, people out there to get money, and then he's still going to stay with her. And he's still going to be in the same situation that he was in. I pray to God that that's not what bro is doing. So if you want to check this guy out, go on TikTok. Justice for Dre. The number 4 is for 4. It's really, really sad to me. It's really sad that we live in a world that people can manipulate you into doing things. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I can barely manipulate my sister to give me $10. You know what I'm saying? But this dude is on TikTok. He allowed people to see him in his humility. Allowed him to be abused on TikTok. Get slapped in the face. Get bit. Get wrestled. Get all this stuff. And I just pray to God that this dude is not playing y'all. I really hope that he's not playing people out there. Because it's really people that's in domestic violent relationships that really need a way out. And a lot of times people shut the door on them or silence them. Because I'm going to tell you like this. If you're in a domestic violent relationship, please seek help. Don't worry about the foundation that you have with this person. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the children that you have with that person. Because it's not a healthy relationship for you or your children. Worry about being safe and healthy and mentally healthy for your children. Don't worry about being alone and starting over. Because you don't want to celebrate. You don't want to celebrate life unhappy. That's the best way I can say it. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to leave somebody that you feel like, oh, I've been with this person for so long. We've been there. I mean, I see some good in them, and I know this person can change. That's the things that we tell ourselves and people, because we want to see the good in them. We don't never want to see the bad in somebody that we love. Of course not. That's with anybody. Who wants to see the bad in somebody? Who wants to see a bad in their parents or their brothers or their sisters or their friends or their husband or their wife or their boyfriend, their girlfriend? Who wants to see the bad, especially if you love these people? We just got to learn how to let go, because sometimes people are seasonal. Some people are in your life to help you get through things and help you learn from things. You know what I'm saying? I'm a spiritual person, and I believe while we're on this earth, living in the skin that we're in, God has the creator, whoever that may be, he, she, whatever, gave you intuition to let you know when you're in danger, or when you feel unease, when you get goosebumps, you know something is wrong. You know what I'm saying? He gave you those emotions. Those are warnings. There are triggers in your body, in your inner person. So you have to pay attention to those warning signs when you're in a bad relationship. Don't think about, oh, I don't want to be by myself. Oh, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to start over dating anymore. I don't want to go. Don't worry about that. I'm not finna tell you God gonna bring you who you want in your life. I'm just saying, get yourself some help. Help yourself by getting out of an abusive relationship. Because it's not worth it, man or woman. And ladies, let me just tell y'all this now before I end this in this podcast. Women, keep your hands to your goddamn self. Okay? It's worse enough that we got to deal with abusive men. But do not put your hands on a man, especially when he's trying to leave and you're putting yourself in a victim role because you don't want this man to leave. So you start slapping him and hitting him and doing all this wild shit. And then when he turn around and slap the dog mess out of you, then you want to play the victim role. Keep your hands to yourself. Because men today, not two decades ago, men today, they don't care about that no more. They don't have chivalry. They don't care. Certain men, not all men. Certain men don't care about that. They will choke your shit. They will slap you. They will do all these things. You put your hand on the wrong man and see what happens. The only time you need to be putting your hands on somebody is when you're defending yourself. I'm not talking about defending yourself from words. He call you a bitch or a hoe or a thot or calling you out your name. I'm not talking about getting you. It seems like that's when women want to put their hands on me when you're getting into arguments or you don't like what he's saying to you or you disagree with something or he did something to you that you didn't like. That's when we want to get women. We want to get froggy and we want to leap and we want to. But then we turn around and say, "Don't you put your hands on me? You better not hit me, nigga. You better not do this. You better not do that. How dare you? How dare you?" So, women. A PSA, keep your hands to yourself unless you're defending yourself. Because nobody, I don't care who it is, I don't care if this man calls your mama a bitch, you don't have any right putting your hands on this man. If he didn't put his hands on you, those are words. Words do not hurt physically. They may hurt emotionally, maybe a little bit mentally. But if he's not putting his hands on you, keep your hands to yourself. And stop playing this victim role if he turn around and slap the dog mess out of you. Because there's a lot of men out there that believe in hitting women back. For real, for real. This Generation Z, whatever the fuck y'all want to call yourselves. So, I'm signing off. It's 11:04. I wanted to get this off my chest. I wanted to share this with you guys. And just keep in touch and... You know, thank you for listening and have a blessed and wonderful evening. I try to keep it real. I try to keep my podcast authentic. I try to come from the heart of realistically. And like I said, we all have opinions and we may not agree with what each other says, but respect each other's point of view. You may not agree with it, but respect it. You may not get it, but respect me and my point of view. Because it's going to be things that I hear or say, hear other people say, and I may not get it. I'm not going to disrespect you or say you wrong. I may not get it. It may take me a while to get it. But I appreciate Anchor for making this platform. And thank you to my listeners for showing me love. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Peace out.